Hello and welcome to Ninja Talk, the Ninjago fan podcast. My name is Phil and I'm your host. Hello, Jenny. Thank you for being here on Ninja Talk. Great to have you here. How do you feel? How are you?
I'm well.
Yeah? All right. Then let's start with an introduction of yourself. If you want to tell us something about you outside of Lego, outside of Ninjago, what are you doing? How old are you? Where are you living?
Well, my name is Jenny and I go by the Lego Dork on Instagram. I am in my 30s. I may not reveal my actual age. Right now, I'm a stay-at-home parent. I have 7-year-old twins who have kept me very busy for these past 7 years. and then in my time, I do volunteer at the school and I just take care of things around the house, try to build when I can. I live in the Chicagoland area of Illinois in the U.S.
That's great. When did you start building Lego? When did you start with Lego? Did it start in your childhood or was it way later? Did you start with your kids or was it before?
It was a little of both. I didn't have many Lego sets as a kid, like maybe one or two Paradisa. And I kind of built them and didn't really do too much with the Lego. But when I met my husband, he was a Lego collector. And this was like the early 2000s. And he started buying a bunch of the old castle sets that he didn't have as a kid because he loved the castle. And his goal was to, you know, ultimately collect all of them. And so we would, you know, he would look on eBay and find all the old sets, but then he also started collecting the new sets. And we would go to Toys R Us and Target and look for deals. I remember when the collectible minifigures came out, going to the Lego stores and going to Target and feeling around the little packages, trying to figure out what they are. we had some great dates doing that. And then it's funny, like, and again, I didn't do a lot of the building at that time. It was more just kind of collecting them. He did most of the building then. But we did actually incorporate Lego into our wedding, which was fun. We had little bags of blocks and had little slogans like building our lives together. And then before Lego came out with the official like wedding cake toppers, we built little sig figs of us and a wedding dress and a tuxedo. I think the 50th anniversary set had come out. And so we actually had the bride and groom from like City Hall. So we used those and modified them to look like us. So that was fun. And, you know, over the years, we started collecting the Winter Village sets. And we always said, someday, you know, we're going to set up a Winter Village. And so in about 2018, 2019, when the kids were 3 years old, so a little bit, you know, old enough to, like, kind of help as much as a three-year-old can help, we set up our first Winter Village. Like actually got the sets all out, put it on a, like a card table, and then had the kids help build some of those sets, and they had a lot of fun with that. And then I found it was really fun to like build and set up the little people and make little scenes. It was really fun. And then we just kind of did that, you know, every winter. And then 2019, right before COVID, my husband had been collecting the modulars. He had quite the backlog. And now the kids were getting interested in the Lego. And so he got out the modulars and we started building those. The bookshop had come out. And I was like, oh my God, the bookshop. Like, it's my favorite color, like that teal color. So it just kind of became a family thing. And so I built the bookshop, my husband built the corner garage, and we basically set them up so that the kids could play with them. like little play sets. So the kids had fun with that. And then it was about around 2019, it was before COVID, my son started watching Ninjago. And he started becoming interested in this show, and then him and his sister both were watching it, and I'd be, doing whatever, putzing around the house, and I'd overhear it, and I'm like, what, who is Samurai X, what is this, like, and it just kind of drew me in, because the story was just so, like, compelling. So then I started sitting and watching it with them, and I'm like, this is really good. and got to know the characters, and we started from the beginning, like, so because of all the marketing, and of course it's, it was 2019, I already knew who the Green Ninja was, because I was like, wait, isn't there a green one? And we started in season one, and then it was still neat to watch the story unfold. We start with those pilots, then where Kai becomes joins the team and will later become the Red Ninja. And then, you get into season one, and then you're like, at first you're like, no way is this kid going to be the Green Ninja. and you see Lloyd, be revealed as the Green Ninja. And it was just very, very exciting. And it's just a very fun show. And so because my husband had, his collection of Lego, he never got into the Ninjago. He was like, I like the castle. Really don't care about the ninjas so much. But he did pick up the Destiny's Bounty from the movie because it was really cool looking ship. So I knew we had it sitting in the to be built pile. And so I asked him one day, I was like, do you care if I build this? He's like, no, you can build that one. It wasn't like anything special to him, but my son was like, oh my God, can we build this? And at the time, he really just wanted the minifigures. It's like, well, could have gotten you the minifigures for probably cheaper than, building this big set. But I did. I built it. And then, of course, in that set, you get one of each of the ninja and Master Wu. So he had every ninja. He could play with them, and then I had the ship, and it really is a very beautiful set. I actually still keep it on display in my bookcase because it just looks so cool. And so that's kind of how I got drawn into the Lego myself. My husband still collects his Lego, his castle, the modulars, all that. But I like the Ninjago now. Between me and my son, his favorite character is Jay, so he gets a lot of the Jay sets. My favorite character is Kai, so I try to get all the Kai sets. And then, I like Ninjago City and the Gardens when they came out with those. They're just beautiful sets, and I had to have those too. So.
All right, so it's all started with other themes, so mm-hmm. some kind of stuff from your husband. You yep. were getting into it a little bit because of him too. Then you got interested in the show because the kids watched it, and the Ninjago hype was there.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So you did have the bounty at home, but started building it way after you started watching the show, if I have understood it right. And so, during watching the show, was there some kind of, how should I say it, did you know when you watched the show you want to have some of the sets? Or did you look up at Google or something, or Brickset or Bricklink, if there are any vehicles, any buildings as a set already?
My son actually started looking up the old sets after watching the show. He's like, do they make such and such? Like, the Jet. Actually, it kind of coincided with when the Legacy sets came out. So Target or Lego really hit the target there with trying to bring in the new customers with the kids, because they released those legacy sets at about the same time that they were then five. My 5 year old has started watching Ninjago. And so he actually got that, I think, for like his birthday or Christmas. He got the legacy J-Jet. And then we started looking it up. He's like, oh, you can, you know, they had all these other sets. And I really wanted the original NX1 Charger car, Kai's car from Rebooted. Because I love sports cars. And it's like, all right, Kai's got a sports car. I want to get one of those. And it was before the legacy one was announced. So I started keeping an eye on like Facebook Marketplace and eBay for that one. And finally got one for a pretty good price. And so that was probably like one of the first sets that I got. They were mostly vehicles. And then I realized they had so many of the dragons. And I love dragons. And I had just missed the dragons that came out with Hunted. So I waited a little bit, because right after they retire, the prices, you know, are a bit higher. So, but I started looking back at, some of the older sets that came with dragons. Let's see. Oh, I, actually ended up getting the two-headed fusion dragon from, Hands of Time. It was just, sometimes I would just skim through Facebook Marketplace looking for, you know, sets mostly for my son, you know, used day sets, and someone had a ridiculously good price on that. And I was like, you know what? It's one of those that's been opened, it's been played with, you don't know what you're getting, that could have all the pieces. I think the only pieces missing, honestly, were like the weapons, which, like, how many little plastic katanas do I have? Like, that was no big deal. But that one is so cool. That is such a great set. The Dragon's Forge. Because the build itself is amazing, and then that dragon. And so from there, I just kind of started collecting the dragons. I did eventually get Firstborn from Hunted. And then the blue Lightning Dragon from Hunted. Those are probably the first ones I had, probably because they were like more recent at the times. And then now, as the new ones come out, I tried to get all the new dragons. I really liked Chompy from Master of the Mountain. It's a small dragon, but it's so poseable. That one was fun to build. And yeah, and Zippy. Love Zippy, because again, he's my favorite color, that teal color from the Island special. So the only ones I don't have are the very first ones, with the exception of Flame, because I did pick up the Fire Temple. But I would love to have Shard and Wisp and Rocky, but they're pricey. So yeah. But wait, maybe I'll get lucky and I'll find one on Marketplace or eBay, but you never know. Never know. So.
Are these the only one you're missing, or?
I'm missing, Shard, Wisp, and Rocky. I am missing the original Ultra Dragon.
Oh, okay.
They did remake that one in a Legacy, which I actually didn't pick that one up because I haven't decided which one I want. Like, do I want to try to find the original, or if I want to get the Legacy? And then, now they have the golden four-headed dragon that just came out to crystallize, and, really want that one. That one's on my Christmas list.
But, hopefully you get it.
Yeah. But I've gotten quite a few. Oh, I don't have Lloyd's energy dragon, from
the Skybound,
I think. Yeah. I don't have that one. I did recently get Jay's. Actually, it's Jay and Mia's, I think. Is that one a fusion? Or is she? Maybe she just comes with it. I can't remember. Because their colors are blue. But I did get that one from Skybound.
Is it with a Mia figure too? I'm not sure right now. But if you say it, I believe you.
I don't hold that one out, so I can't look at it. It's in the closet. So yeah, I really enjoy the dragons.
Do you have any goals or a special list of sets you want to get, or is it just like you're looking it up, and if you like something, you get it. If you don't like it, you don't get it. Or do you have, because some people want to have all sets of a wave, or all minifigures, or all vehicles, all mechs, all dragons. Do you have any goals like that, or do you just go by sets you like?
For the most part, sets I like, with the exception of Kai's vehicles or dragons. I was going to try to collect all of Kai's, and honestly, the one I'm on the fence about right now is the one that's out now for Crystallized, because it's really pricey for a vehicle, and I really don't know how I feel about the look of it. But I've gotten all of his vehicles so far, except for, I think, the motorcycle from Skybound. Because I'm like, it's a little bike. I passed on it. And it's also not that expensive. I could pick it up later.
Do you have the 4x4 or 4? How is it called? The katana from the Forbidden Spinjitzu season?
Yeah. Yeah, that is actually one of my favorite ones to, I guess, play with. I love the little round dome that pops up, you know, the lid where he sits, and it's got, like, a lot of bounce to it, and it's very fun to play with. The kids love it. But, yeah, I do have that one. That one's good.
So all of your sets are also played with?
For the most part.
Most part.
Yeah.
Except the display sets, the modulars, some kind of, or some castle sets, I guess, from your husband.
Yeah.
Or are they all included in this?
Well, we'll let the kids play with most of them for a little while, unless they really start to, like, I don't know, take stuff apart. I did let the kids play with Ninjago City right after I built it. And a lot of these bigger sets, as you're building them, you're putting in the details. Somehow, with their tiny fingers, they managed to take all of the little ninja action figures. They're supposed to be action figures, but they're those tiny little, like, statues out of the comic book shop. And I had to figure out how to, like, put them back on the shelf. So after that, I'm like, oh, you guys, maybe we don't pull everything out of there. But they can still play with them if they want to. Because, I mean, after all, they're Lego. They can be put back together. So, and they have so much fun. But lately, they've just been sitting on display. So, but, yeah, a little both.
And what is your current favorite set?
It's a tough
one. Of all of the sets there are, it doesn't matter if you own it or not. Yeah. What would you say is your favorite set?
Probably the Temple of Air Jitsu. Let's see, here it's over here. I put Chompy on top.
Yeah, it's a great set.
Such a great set. It's the way it's built. You can play in it, so that, you know, kids can play in it. I can use it for taking photos. I use it a lot in my comics. It's just really well designed. Eventually, I want to add more to it. I think I've commented before on what Chaz has done with his, where he's like included the pond and like these pine trees, and
yeah,
it looks amazing. Like, I would love to do that. I think I need more room than the top of a cabinet. But I would like to eventually do something like that. Like, just fill it out a little more, because you have that bridge, but there's nothing underneath it. They didn't include a base plate or anything. But it's just such a great set. It was fun to build. It's got so many play features in it too. It's got the little shadow theater in the bottom with like a light brick, and yeah, it's just in the details, like Cole's box in the attic. It says hands off. It's like old stuff. Do not touch. I can't remember what it says, but and then I think inside it's like a camera and like letter or something. Just kind of random thing they included, but it's just funny. It's neat.
And when you add more to the temple of Ajitsu, do you want it to be like in a landscape, or do you want it to be like a floating look as it was in some of the seasons?
It'd probably be more of a landscape. And then I could eventually, if I have space, I'd almost like to create kind of like an area outside of Ninjago City. I could have like Dragon's Forge, it's a really cool looking building. The temple. One of the mocks I would like to make someday is Four Weapons. Someone has a really great looking one on, I think, Lego Ideas that I have gone supported because it's just so cool looking. And almost make like the Ninjago countryside. If I ever have space.
And what about the tea shop? Would you include that in?
Yes, Steep Wisdom. That'd be a great one too. Yep. Yep. Yeah, some of those places that you got to see in the earlier seasons that you don't see as much anymore. Just outside the city. Because the city's great. There's a lot you can do with the city, but I think it'd be cool to do like a layout with some of those other areas too. Places for the dragons to roam.
And is there a set you, so besides the plans with your temple and what you would like to mod and make some mocks with it, is there a set out there at the moment you would like to get some kind of white whale you would like to get? A bigger set, maybe?
One of them that I don't have that I think would be really cool to get is the original Samurai X set that came out with their Day of the Departed or...
You mean the cave?
The cave, yeah, the cave.
Yeah, that came out with the Day of the Departed, yeah.
Yeah, that is a really cool looking set. It's also expensive. So I always keep an eye out for one of those. But that would be really cool. And then... You know, could always like mock that too, and like to add it like underneath like the monastery spinjitzu or something. Oh, I'm sorry. And I have the silliest
reason. No worries.
So I think that'd be a really cool set to get. So that's kind of my white whale, because the Day of the Departed sets came out of right before I started to get interested in the Ninjago sets. So they had just retired or had been retired for like a year. And so, and prices on them have only gone up. So
yeah.
Bummer.
But I have to say some of the sets are pretty easy to part out.
Yeah.
If you don't look for some of the vehicles, mechs or other side builds that are included, you just want the cave in that case, or if you just want some building, it's way cheaper or easier to part it out and build yourself. Because I figured out I'm currently working on a Temple of Light.
Oh, okay.
And it was way easier to get the parts and stuff like that and build it for myself on my own than to get the set itself, because I already have the mech of the Legacy Wave.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, why not just build the building? And that is way easier. I could imagine it's the same for the Samurai X cave to get it cheaper done if you build the cave yourself. Maybe you should look that up.
You can get sticker sheets on Bricklink, because I feel like that one probably has a lot of stickers with all the monitors and screens. But yeah, that's a good idea. I have to look into that.
But you can also improvise some of the things. Yeah, I would say some. Yeah, it doesn't matter if there is a certain sticker. Maybe there are some cool stickers that makes it especially tough, but. One of the things I really like about LEGO is they're giving us so many printed parts, so many other stickers, or so many how should I say it? So many ideas with other parts, how to build something. And some things also look very great if you make them brick built. Mm. Like you could make a big screen just with tiles or something like that, yeah? And I could imagine that also would look great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just if it's cheaper than the cave itself.
Yeah. Actually, that's funny you mentioned that. When my son was first getting into Ninjago, he really wanted, it's the bike from Hands of Time. Desert Lightning. Desert Lightning.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I want Desert Lightning. Oh, Desert Lightning. And it was retired. I mean, it had come out years before. And we went on Lego's website and found the building instructions.
Yeah.
And he kind of built his own version of it. And then eventually for his birthday, I got him Desert Lightning. But it was really cool to just kind of see like the gears turning. He's like, oh, this is Lego, I can build this. I can build my own bike. And even now he modifies that same little bike. He'll be like, I added this shooter thing here, or, you know, I changed this little bit. And he's doing it with the sub speeder too. He got he'll change it around to, you know, suit his needs, add a, you know, like harpoon gun or something to the top of it. But yeah, it's just, I mean, that's the beauty of Lego, is that you can add to it, change it, create. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So I guess we can say you do not only enjoy Lego by yourself, you also enjoy to spend time together with a kid, mm-hmm. or especially with your son, and create together too.
Yeah, it, especially with Ninjago, it was a something like the two of us shared, and we still do share. It's just it's fun. We have our conversations about Ninjago. You know, the new season will come out, and he'll be like, "Oh, Mom, who do you think the masked person's going to be?" And I'd be like, I don't know. It could be so-and-so. And then, you know, he'd have his theory. And it's just fun to have that conversation with them.
Yeah.
About, you know, that shared topic.
Yeah, I totally understand that, because my daughter is 8 now, and we also share this together. And we start watching Ninjago always over and over again, so mm-hmm. always starting from the season one again and going through the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's like, I don't know, there's season 5, I don't know, and episode 4 of the season, and we're watching like it's the first time, and what's happening next there. Mm-hmm. And my wife last time, she was looking at us while we were watching, and she was like, You're still that excited, even though you've already seen the episodes like, I don't know, 20, 30 times, yeah. And we're both like, yeah, because it's so cool.
Well, it's great. The writing is so great. I mean, can watch it over and over again. Every time I do, I catch new things. Like the jokes.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my gosh, how did I not catch that the first time? And some of it goes right over the kids' heads. And there's references. Some are very, like, obvious, like Star Wars references. But there's other ones. I'm just like, that is hilarious. it's got to be in season 1 or 2. It's an early episode. And they have the autopilot. And it blows up like a balloon. It's Dareth. And it's a reference to the show, to the movie Airplane. And like, you got to be older to understand and appreciate
that. Yeah. Did you see the documentary?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of these things are inspired by other movies or other shows. And it's great to see how they incorporated that in the show and brought some of the other things they like about some shows or movies into that to maybe to honor other shows and other movies, and it's great how they manage that to get that into it. Yeah.
It's funny, the first time I watched the episode in season 11 where they're fortifying the ice fisherman's village against the ice warriors, I seriously had like flashbacks to Game of Thrones, to the Battle of Hardhome, and I'm like, oh my god, like, how is this going to end? Because in Game of Thrones, the Night King raises the army, like, they come back. In Ninjago, it is for children. The ice won't stay down. And I was like, how is this going to go down? Looks very familiar. So that was really cool. And of course, all the dragon. You had the ice dragon, Boreal, I mean. So.
I have to say, I never watched Game of Thrones, so I wouldn't understand it.
Yeah, there's some, I don't know if they're direct references, but there's some similarities. And it's kind of like, they kind of came out around the same time, too. So, yeah, I thought that was interesting. Well, I'm just glad that we're not reanimated. Although they did that in the next season. Had the reanimated, oh, two seasons later, the necromancer.
Besides the show, did you watch the movie too?
I did. So I actually didn't watch the movie for a while. But then finally I'm like, let's check out the Ninjago movie. Because I knew it was different from the show. And I really liked the show. And I had read reviews and seen people's opinions about, oh, the movie's terrible. I really enjoyed it. I feel like you have to go into it not expecting it to be the show. If you're expecting a continuation of the lore that is set up in the show, you are going to be very disappointed. But I almost saw it as like almost like a parody of Ninjago. Kind of like, you know, Spaceballs is to Star Wars, you know?
Yeah.
They just made it, you know, silly. And I liked that the characters were actual Lego. Like, Lloyd's arm pops off, you know? Like, that's not going to happen in the show because in the show they're drawn as Lego, but they're, and, you know, you're supposed to, like, understand they're, like, real people. Yeah. So if Lloyd's arm pops off in the TV show, that's not going to go well with the kids.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it. It's just silly. It's fun. I really enjoyed Garmadon in the movie. He has some great lines. And yeah, I just think it's fun. I do wish they would have given the other ninja more screen time, or not even screen time, but like more in the movie. Is pretty much a lot between Lloyd and Garmadon. And even a lot of the dialogue is between Lloyd and Garmadon. And the other ninja don't do or say too much. You don't get to really know them as characters at all in the movie. So I wish we would have seen a little bit more in that regard. But otherwise, I thought it was fun. It's silly. The songs are ridiculous. If you listen at the end, all the songs they play, like Dance of Doom. My kids love it.
And because you said Garmadon is pretty funny, did you watch the latest season of the show, the Crystallized season?
I did.
And do you think they took the right way with Garmadon's character to give him more and more deep, I guess, to the character and to make it a little bit more funny and the story they had for him in the Crystallized season? Do you think that was the right direction to go and to get more of Garmadon?
I think so. I like what they did with Garmadon. He was a little bit more lighthearted, humorous. I liked that they showed how he was trying to understand things. And, what word was it? Lloyd said something to him, and he messes up the word. And they're in the sewer. I can't remember what he said. compassion or something. He's like, no, compassion. So, like, showing that, like, Garmadon, like, didn't even know the word compassion. He thought it was compassion or something. Like, that's almost, like, childlike, you know, that he's learning what it is to be good. And I like that they showed how he was trying, you know, with something as simple as taking care of a plant, which, you know, good for Garmadon. He can keep a plant alive. I cannot. So yeah, I like what they did with his character. I'm curious to see how they handle that moving forward. If he will take on more of, not really like a sensei again, but, you know, more of a father role now to Lloyd, now that he's not pure evil, or we know he's not pure evil. He has good in him. So I'll be curious to see how they handle Lloyd's relationship with his father moving forward.
Where do you see the whole Ninjago show in the future? What do you think? Where will it, which direction will it go?
I'm thinking realistically, probably the next few seasons are going to be kind of a continuation of kind of what we've seen. But hopefully with, like, more characters now involved. You have, you know, Antonia and Nelson and Skylar came to help. And, you know, maybe we'll even see them, like, training others in the ways of Spinjitzu. They need to, you know, find a way to get their powers back. So that'll probably be a plot line. Or just how they handle situations without their powers. I mean, they are well-trained martial artists. Like, they don't necessarily need their powers. but, you know, it's kind of how they cope with that, I think, will be neat to see. And then I think down the road, I mean, Ninjago keeps going. I'd like to see them do like a time skip at some point and show maybe like even the next generation of elemental masters taking on challenges and enemies and all of that. So,
we'll see. So would you like to see more that they go in the direction we have a new generation and the old characters are giving their advices and teaching them how to use the elemental powers. Would you like to see that more than the old characters getting back to their elemental powers?
I don't know. I go back and forth on that sometimes. I do love the characters as they are. But, you know, after a while, you know, how many different bad guys can they fight, and people grow. It would also be interesting to see them grow and see, you know, what are they like as, you know, teachers and mentors. And we saw a little bit of that with some of the characters at the beginning of Crystallized, after what happened with Seabound. You know, Jay goes off on his own, and, you know, Kai's trying to teach, you know, martial arts to children, which is not easy. so just kind of seeing some of that would be cool, I think. I would like to see them also, like, all have their happy ending. I would like to see Jay and Nia, you know, be married and have a family. I think that would be cute. And Lloyd finally find love with someone, whether it's Harumi or not. And of course, I like to see Kai and Skylar and everybody, just see what happens. Zane and Pixel. We'll see. It's up to the writers, I guess.
Yeah, we have to wait. We, I guess at this point, it's not sure where it will go. There are many theories out there. I wouldn't say that they have given us a hint. I have no idea where the story will go. But I'm always curious to see and to hear what people think, in which direction it will go. And it's funny to see how many different opinions there are in which direction we can go in the future. Mm-hmm. So I guess it will be a little bit of all of that included. But yeah, like you said, we have to wait and to see where the future will go.
Mm-hmm. You know, there'll be lots of adventure. The kids love the adventure.
Yeah. Talking about adventure, that's the right word now. you don't have only one Instagram account. You're not only the Lego dork. You also have another Instagram account, the Adventures of Kai.
Yeah.
How did that happen, and what can we expect there? What will happen there with Kai?
I don't even know how I got started on that. I would just be playing with my son. We'd be making up stories. And he and his sister love taking pictures. And it would start with something as, I had Jay and Kyle minifigures sitting on the kitchen table, and Jay's holding a blue jelly bean, because my son's like, look, Jay's got a jelly bean. And the next thing you know, they're like, take a picture. I take a picture. And then I'm like, we make up a little story. And then all of a sudden we've got a little comic about Jay and Kai and the jelly bean or something. And so they all started out like simple things like that. And then I found that I really enjoyed writing these stories and coming up with and then I'm like, okay, well, let's see if I can make these a little funnier. And then I had the idea. I was like, what if it was a sitcom like Friends or Big Bang Theory or How I Met Your Mother or New Girl, any of those shows that center around a group of friends. Like, but what if it was the ninja? And so that's kind of where I started making the probably the more grown-up comics, where I make some, try to make jokes and stuff that adults might find funny or appreciate. I don't know. I don't want to get too adult with some of them. I need to, try to come up with some more jokes that are, a little bit more universal, I think. But they're just fun and silly. And I haven't done as many lately because I've been wanting to focus, too, on quality versus quantity. So taking the time to take decent photos where they're well lit, having the right face for the minifigures. I try to go out of my way to find a facial expression for a figure that is the emotion or whatever I'm trying to convey versus doing any editing. Actually, I don't think I've ever edited a face because I'll be honest, I don't know how. I am not up to snuff on this stuff like the kids today. I can figure it out. I just don't have the time to go to that extent. And I think it's fun to, use the figures as they are. And, there's so many different expressions now that Lego makes. So it's just kind of fun. In fact, sometimes I'll even be inspired by a Lego expression. Like I'll see a new one and I'll be like, oh, that one looks like he's thinking about such and such. And I'll try to come up with a way that I could put that into a comic. So that's kind of what's going on with Adventures of Kai Guy. I have more adventures. I have some in mind. I try to write them out ahead of time, and then figure out what photos I'm going to take. As I said, lately it's just been a matter of taking the photos, because when I was doing it with the kids, making silly little stories with them, and taking the pictures, I said it would just be sitting at the kitchen table. Now I try to focus a little more on the lighting and the details in the background and try to make it look more like how I have in my head.
So you do have a concept before you start doing something. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just the situation and you have to take a picture and the story comes mm-hmm. after that.
Yep. And a lot of times too, I'll hear a joke or someone I know says something funny that I'm like, oh, that would be perfect for a comic. Oh, that sounds like something Kai would say. Oh, that sounds like something Jay would do. And then I turn it into a comic.
Oh, that's great. I also love that you include your son, or your son is giving you some of the ideas or is wants some pictures done because the situation is right, or he has given the situation. It's great to include your kids with that and to enjoy a hobby like Lego together. It's like, yeah, I have to say I also enjoy that, and it's great to have something to share with somebody, and especially with your own kid. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to tell my husband, I'm like, am I playing with the kids too much? Do you play with your children too much? Because yeah, we'd sit and we'd build and we'd play for hours. It wasn't just my son, like my daughter, she would play. She loves Nia. And the Lego, she likes to play more like house with them. So she will have like Jay and Nia and a baby, and she'll have a little, like my little creator house. And she loves the little Kai family that I built, for like the other kind of comics I make on the Lego Dorf, the Ninja Dad. I just call him Ninja Dad. Come up with a new title. And she loves just playing with the little family. Like that's her favorite thing to do. So it is really neat to have that connection with the kids and to be able to play with them, and then you know, see what they think up is really, really cool too.
Absolutely, absolutely. I hope you have many, many more special moments with your kids together, and there are coming many, many more great stories. No matter if there are funny stories with Kai or family stories with Nia and Jay, I'm sure we can enjoy all of this content, and probably you will enjoy it the most because you're part of it right at the moment. So I would like to take the time for one last question to close this episode, I would say. If you could choose one elemental power, what would it be?
Oh, fire.
Fire.
That is really cool.
So you would take up the role from Kai.
That one's pretty cool. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you considered all of the elemental masters, Neuro's ability would be pretty cool. To read minds. Although I feel like at some point it would get loud. Like, well, I assume you could shut it down, but like just knowing what everybody else is thinking could be, you know, after a while you're like, I really didn't need to hear that. But as far as like the main ninja powers, like, I think fire is pretty awesome. I keep my hot cocoa.
Gotcha. Warm. Yeah. Yeah. That's the perfect answer. And I totally get it because, yeah. I don't know if you know it, but Kai is also my favorite ninja, so totally understand that.
Yeah.
All right. Then thank you for this great talk. It was a pleasure to finally meet you in some kind of, I don't know, yeah, to meet you in person in some kind of way. It was a great talk. It was fun talking about the theme, of course, and it's great to hear that you have a good time with your children too and enjoy the show and the sets and the building and playing together with them. Also, the story how you got into Lego together with your husband and yeah, thank you for all of that. I don't know what else I can say. Of course, thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it. And yeah.
Well, thank you so much for including me. I love talking about Ninjago, and I usually only get to talk about it to like 7-year-olds. This is very
important
for me.
You could finally talk to somebody your age, and I'm sure a lot of people will listen to it and maybe will find a bit of themselves in this talk, because it's not always a kid that is enjoying Lego or especially Ninjago. sometimes, and we've seen it with other people in the LEGO community, it's somebody that is 20 plus that also enjoys LEGO, and especially this great theme, Ninjago, and the story or the sets or only the movie or what else. I think the heads behind Ninjago have done a great job. Doesn't matter if it's the marketing for the sets or the story of the show, or the movie. A lot of people have different thoughts about the theme, but we all enjoy the Ninjago as it is.
It's a great theme, and I hope LEGO continues it for a long time. It's fun.
I'm sure we will see it for much, much longer, because it's pretty obvious that this theme is doing well, and that LEGO still has good ideas and is coming up with great sets of their own that are not licensed, that are not the Disney, Star Wars, Harry Potter, or else. Mm-hmm. It's great to enjoy a LEGO original, and Ninjago is an original, I would say. This episode has come to an end, but don't worry. We have the next Ninja Talk in 2 weeks. Stay tuned for our next guest.